fucking bored, man. Boredom's the first step on the road to relapse.
This episode of the
K-Guy's Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Pam, come on. We're talking about Texas. Somebody somewhere wants enough cocaine to forget they live there.
Yeah, but not 100 pounds.
Maybe we'll get lucky, find an entire town that wants to commit suicide.
Tingling with excitement, trembling with horror, and throbbing with emotion.
Show number 362. It is March 24th, 2020. And it's kind of a chill out, somber evening as we spend our last night of freedom in Tarrant County. Being able to do whatever we want, drive wherever we want, see whomever we want.
It is.
Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
How are you doing today?
I do good.
How's your weekend?
I hate this fucking world, man.
That's your fake Stubbs accent?
He does my fake voice all the time in this accent, so.
You do his.
Yeah, I think.
You be the fake Stubbs.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Did you hook up with any chicks over this past week?
Nah. Just stayed home, jacked off a lot.
I love how he's like Hazel Redneck. Like he's been out like with a corn, a hay baler or something and running around on a tractor.
You know me, man. I don't have a twang like everybody else in Texas. So it's,
how'd you get away with that?
My mom. My mom's from Pennsylvania originally.
Well.
And she's okay. Never had one, but my dad never? Does.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad's a 5th or 6th generation Texan.
And you grew up down the street your entire life. You've lived in Northeastern Hills basically your entire life.
Most of my life, yeah.
80% of it, 90% of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And you got away with it.
Yeah, and plus, when I was in theater in high school, they taught us to eliminate any trace of accent as well. So there's that, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. What'd you do in theater?
I did a senior director one-act play where, ironically, I played a Polish janitor, and not one of my lines were in English, and that's also funny because I'm quarter Polish from my mom's side. My grandmother was full-blooded Polish.
None of your lines were in English?
No. And this was before, you know, this was early mid-90s where Google Translate obviously didn't exist, so I didn't have any direct knowledge of how the words were actually pronounced, so I just winged it.
Really?
Yeah, but my part was really small. Everyone else in the play, they spoke different languages, and what's funny is that every character had their own English translator that said their lines at the exact same time as their character did. It was weird. It was called the primary English class. Yeah, there was me. I played a Polish janitor. My role was really small, and most of my lines were at the very end. Then you had a French dude, a German dude, a Chinese lady, a Japanese lady, and the English teacher, who doesn't speak any other language. Played by my sister, Heather.
Oh, interesting. So y'all were in a play together?
Yeah, we were.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Do you have any videos of these?
There is a VHS copy, but it was by a member of the... Yeah, it was done by one of the other members of the production that played one of the translators. Her name was Gail, and she was a bitch.
Oh, so you don't have a copy of it?
No, I wish I did, though.
See, I came across a bunch of videotapes, and 8mm, and VHS-C, and whatever, the Digivideo, the little one.
Yeah, the mini-DV.
Yeah, mini-DV. A bunch of tapes of those, and some of them are from my school stuff, and I've thought about digitizing them.
I remember in the MySpace days, you uploaded one with you and your old friend Jamin, where you're like driving a van or something.
I have like 7 or 8. There was a time, and it was pretty much my entire high school years, I walked around with a video camera everywhere.
Oh, I did
and
too.
I had tapes out the ass. And I think I consolidated all those down the DVD, and I have like 8 DVDs of just us doing all sorts of crazy stuff and hood rat stuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of embarrassing going back and looking at them. And a lot of it's just stupid. I mean, some of it's running around school doing odd stuff. I don't know. I made some music videos and stuff with just friends from school, and I ought to whip those out and see.
Yeah, including the stuff from our old bands from 20 years ago.
Now, I do have that, and I did transfer the 10-gallon stripper stuff.
Yeah, I got to bring over a drive so I can get that.
I've got it sitting around here on one of the hard drives and Tuesday Assassins.
Yeah, Tuesday Assassins.
Freaking Tuesday Assassins.
The reason I met my ex-wife, for better or worse.
Was from Tuesday Assassins?
She was one of their fans, yeah.
What show? Was it a show we all played?
No, it was at the Ridgely Theater. You weren't there.
Oh, okay. Hmm. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she was into hip-hop like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you some other stories off the mic.
Oh, okay.
Regarding them.
Huh. Yeah, I want to digitize some of that old stuff. It's funny. But I got to find a VCR. You know how hard it is to find a VCR these days?
I still have mine.
You do?
Yeah. Well, it's actually Shelly's. It's a VCR and DVD combo. But it's not one where you can record either format. It's just a player on both sides.
Is it clean? Like the head's clean or whatever? Like,
yeah, the last time I fired it up was about 5-6 years ago, and it seemed fine.
May have to borrow that from you, because I got all the cords and stuff to transfer it to a computer.
Oh, yeah, and as well as a capture device?
Yeah. And I've got all the capture device and everything. I just need a source.
So, okay.
And finding a VCR. I guess I could go to a pawn shop. I bet you pawn shops have VCRs for like $20.
Yeah, if you can find one open after tomorrow.
Well, that's true.
I don't know if they're considered essential businesses or not.
So you freaking out about this?
No.
You have no, like, I know there's a lot of people out there, or quite a few people, that are actually like panicking and think this is the end of the world and this is just the beginning where, you know, things are going to become uncertain. And I don't have that feeling at all.
I don't either.
I think, as I talked about on last week's show, I did go and stock up on ammo, but the reason I went and stocked up on ammo is because I knew the prices were going to go through the roof. So you go and you try to buy as much as you can at a low price before it's all sold out and people start gouging, which you're not supposed to do.
Speaking of gouging, Shelly actually went to the grocery store, the Kroger, right over here.
Yeah.
And they are sold out of almost all ground beef, and they've raised their chicken prices for their frozen chicken breast bags like at least $2 more. For one of those big ones.
See, and the president came out yesterday and said that there will be no price gouging if they find that there's price gouging going on.
And this is a store brand stuff, too. It's not the Tyson or...
They will hunt down the companies that are gouging and go after them. But, yeah, that Kroger down there is kind of weird. Like, they haven't had bread for a while. They haven't had toilet paper for a while.
They didn't have bread either. I'm good on toilet paper, though, and wipes.
I think on Friday last week, I did one final run... Running around, just trying to grab stuff, mainly grab Legos and puzzles.
I saw your collection.
Yeah.
You show me.
Yeah. I've got a lot more to build. It's stuff for boredom time.
Yeah.
And then I fired up the old Xbox and saw that Call of Duty released Warzone for free.
Warzone? Is that one of their expansions?
It is their version of Battle Royale.
Oh, okay.
So it's their Fortnite and their pub.
Yeah, or Overwatch. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's their it's what that is, and it's pretty ridiculous. It's Call of Duty, but in a Battle Royale format, and it's. It's fun.
There's
it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of which, there's a just really quickly, there's a YouTuber that's fucking hilarious. He goes by the screen name of Stone Mountain 64, and he gets on there, and he actually is one of those really serious FPS multiplayers, and he actually talks like he's an actual soldier, like yeah. military jargon, but he just goes way over the top with it. His teammates just crack up at him the whole time.
It's funny. I got into, well, I don't want to get into that because it involves some harsh language. So we'll just lay off that for a minute.
Okay.
Like some racial language. I got into I got into a game last night with two guys that were African American, and they were cracking me up. But it, you know, with them, it was, they were dropping the N-bomb every 10 seconds, but the way they were using it at people and the way they were talking to each other, it was making me laugh. They heard me laughing. Like
should have asked them if they were YouTubers too.
Yeah. It was just great, the conversation they were having, because they were having so much fun with it. And it was cool. A lot of times you get in there and there's people that are just angry, or they get freaked out, or like, you know, when they get killed or something, they throw a fit. But these guys were just having so much fun, and it was great.
Yeah, and
I was just dying laughing.
And that kind of stuff, especially right now, is really important too.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, one thing that I am really enjoying about this everyone being isolated.
Your new normal?
Well, no, not that. I wasn't going to go there. Is the string. Performances from several local musicians and some national ones too. Dropkick Murphys actually did a live show last week.
Yeah, on St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day, that's right. Last time he was here.
So I kind of wanted to get into that because me and Stubbs talked about this last week, and I'm starting to fall on the side of him that I'm enjoying the streaming services, or that people are putting on these streaming performances.
Yeah.
They're fun. I wish there was more production value behind them. You know, it's not that hard to do a little bit more production value if you know where to look.
Yeah.
But look, on our streaming service, we have, you know, stuff going on, little images stuff. We have two cameras going on. This really is not that hard to do. But I'm starting to get aggravated with people that are that feel like they're taking advantage of the situation, or they're trying to monetize the situation.
Oh, okay.
And, or they will talk about the situation right now about how, you know, how can I get into this? I'm trying to think of, so there's a few people I know that are totally against this whole shutdown. They think it's stupid. They think that the government, whether it be city, county, state, or national, doesn't have the right to tell us to stay at home or to close the stores or to do this or do that just because it's some illness that's going around. And I've actually in the past week ran across a lot of people that feel that way, and it's kind of shocking. And it aggravates me when people have that view. And then you hop on Facebook and you're friends with them and you see them streaming and trying to accept donations.
Oh.
That aggravates me. I don't think that's
where
right.
You're going.
Yeah. I don't think that's right at all. Don't talk shit away from your digital self. And then when you get online, be all like, you know, oh, it's a tragedy. I don't have my job anymore. Or, you know, I just need to donate to us, blah, 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 on this time. And I know last week we, on our show, we talked about, you know, donating to our show and that we were going to give it to different charities and stuff.
Yeah, for homeless. Yeah, I remember that.
And I got to thinking about it a couple of days after that. And, you know, that may have not been in good taste in this time, because I know a lot of people, their jobs are in question.
Yeah.
Maybe they work at a bar or a club that has been shut down, and so their income is nil. So We're going to hold off on the donation thing that we were talking about because I just think right now there's probably a lot of people that want to hold on to their money.
Yeah.
Hold on to their cash, and it's cool.
Yeah, and I saw that. I can't remember who posted it. One of my Facebook friends actually posted a whole five or six different resources to where you can get relief if the majority of your income is part of the gig economy that's been affected, whether it's a bartender, a performer, DJ even.
Or now you've got the salons and tattoo parlors are shut down.
Yeah.
So I know I got a message the other day from a friend of mine that said that a lot of the credit card companies and major utilities are, if you call them up, they'll put a hold on your account for the time being till all this clears up. And you can just, you know, not have to worry, you know, about having to make those bill payments and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. My stepson, Shelly's son, he just lost his job at the theater because they shut down too.
Now, when you say, hold on, I'm fixing this.
Get it cool in here. Yeah, it is just a little.
So when you say the shutdown, like he lost his job, is he on furlough until they come back into operation, or they say, we're going to have to let you go?
They actually let him go.
Yeah, they did?
Yeah, they said, here's a link to apply for unemployment and to validate if anyone asks about your wages.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, they've shut down. I know a lot of young kids, you know, they take these movie theater jobs or the theme park jobs, you know, working out at Six Flags or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're closed. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Things are weird.
Are you still having to go into the office to start your day?
I do.
Oh, still?
They split shift us. I'm considered essential since it's a telecommunications job and telecommunications is essential to the functionality of the country, I guess, or whatever.
Indeed.
Yeah, they split shift us because there can only be 10 people in the office at a time. And there's now we just got two new people yesterday, so there's 18 people on my crew, I think. So they just cut us down the middle. 9 of us in the morning, 9 of us in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So including my boss, he'd be the 10th person sitting in there.
Yeah, and I'm still working at home, as you can imagine. That's through next week, maybe longer, depending on how this all rolls out.
Which in your industry is getting crazy.
It is. And even with all the working at an airline, even with all the cost-cutting measures that we have, we're still like really urging, or our CEO still urging Congress to pass their relief bill for us. I mean, we're not going to be totally reliant on it, but we'd like to get something soon.
I talked to, I heard from someone that works at America and that said that this is worse than
9/11.
After 9/11.
Yeah, the our CEO said the same thing. We also lost almost all of our contractors. My team is down to 3 from 12.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you don't have anything to worry about, do you?
No, because I still have a job. Our VP is actually addressing us on Thursday in a town hall meeting only for employees to let us know what's going on. So,
do you have to go up there, or are they going to do it digitally?
No, it's digitally, yeah.
Nice.
No, yeah. The only people that are actually having to go into the office are those that don't have the ability to be remote. That's aside from those that actually work at the airports and the stations.
Must be nice to work for a company that actually knows how to do things digitally. I work for the largest communications company in the world, and they can't figure out how to communicate with us digitally.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. We own all this bandwidth. It can't do anything. I don't know. Stupid. So stupid. Want to talk about something I did on Thursday night. I went running around because that was kind of the first night where everything was, or maybe the second night that everything was really shut down. Like the city of Fort Worth came out and they closed all the bars.
Yeah.
Restaurants could only do dine out. And so I went out and shot all my favorite little bars and live music venues and stuff as they sat empty.
Oh, yeah. I saw the one you took of Mass.
And did them at, started at like 9:30, I think, and went till midnight, you know, prime hours on a Thursday night for these venues to have people in them, and it was just weird them all boarded up. Some of them I've never seen closed, ever.
Yeah.
Except for like 3 or 4 in the morning when they're supposed to close. But during, you know, business hours, I've never seen their doors shut.
Yeah, it's very surreal.
It was weird. Very weird. And driving around, I did, of course, did a lot on the south side, and there were cops everywhere.
Really?
Everywhere. Yeah, I kept waiting to get stopped, but they never did. But it was kind of weird. There were cops everywhere.
Makes you wonder why.
Probably just keeping the peace. I don't know.
Maybe.
I have no idea. Making sure people were being orderly. I don't know. And then Saturday, like I said, Friday, I'm so tired. I went running around, did my final like grocery store runs and Walmart runs and stuff. And then Saturday, got to be a part of a cool little project at Cloudland where, like you were talking about, all these streaming videos that people are doing.
Yeah.
These streams from their living room or their apartment. Joe and I have been talking about doing a live stream, and we did it at Cloudland, but we didn't do it live. We did multi-camera shoot, 5 cameras. I think it was 4 cameras, 5 cameras. So a multi-camera shoot with them. See, you're making me yawn.
Sorry.
Did a 5-camera shoot with and had Denver Williams.
Oh, cool.
From Chillamundo and Cameron from Sir Duda and War Party, ex-War Party, and Brian Breckenridge come up.
Brian Breckenridge, really?
So, of course, Cameron and Denver played. And those videos are being edited. Hopefully, they'll be put out shortly. But Brian came up because he's been talking about doing something, whether it be a stream or whatever.
Yeah.
And I told him what we were doing and that we had some time. We had a hole. And he's like, yeah, I'll come up. And so he came up and he did a reading. And it's greatness. I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to spoil it. But he did a reading.
I've seen one of his readings on YouTube.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was for President's Day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this reading is an original.
Oh, okay.
It's something he wrote when he was 12.
12?
Yes. And it's amazing.
That may or may not be a good thing.
It was so great. And we're dying laughing while he's reading it, you know. It's good. So, hopefully these videos are in post-production now, and will hopefully be out here shortly.
Are you editing them?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No. No. I've let that go. Joe and Rebecca, I believe, are editing them.
They have their own, they have their specific vision for it.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's less headache for me. Although I have all the footage in the house if you want to see it later. It's pretty good.
I don't want to spoil it. I'd rather see the finished product.
And then, so that was Saturday, and it took pretty much all day, those three. We spaced them apart so that way there weren't too many people in there. We stayed under the 10-person limit.
Oh, yeah.
And then finished up, came home. Sunday, I started my shelter in place and really haven't done anything much.
Yeah, same here. I was actually home most of the time on Saturday and Sunday, just cleaning, doing laundry, and doing other stuff. Well, Shelly and her son Markham, they were actually at Thunderkay's house, helping him clean up because he's actually going to be a grandpa, and to better prepare the house for whenever his grandkid is born. They have a lot of clutter, and Shelly helped. Volunteer to help him clean up his house. So while she was off doing that, I was just getting stuff done around my house. So a lot of I guess it was due anyway, spring cleaning, you know.
Yeah,
nothing too exciting. And like I told you earlier, I got back into Doom. I haven't played Eternal yet. I'm probably gonna wait a while before I do.
I've heard a lot of people have already ripped through it. Once they started it, they couldn't stop.
Yeah.
And it's a total time suck. I got to finish 2016 Doom. I think I'm right at the end of it. But I've got it in there. I just haven't finished it. There's a lot of... I've noticed myself when I play these console games these days, I don't find myself finishing them because they're so big.
Yeah, I know.
They take like 60 hours. I don't have that time.
It's not like the 8-bit games that you and I grew up with where if you know exactly what to do, you could beat it in 30 minutes to an hour.
Or you have like Grand Theft Auto. It never ends.
I know.
It just goes on.
Well, but...
And on.
There are so many of those games that just don't end.
I still haven't... Red Dead Redemption 2. I still haven't finished the story side of that.
I never even finished Red Dead Redemption 1.
I did finish that. That was good. That's what made me want to become a cowboy again.
Oh.
Like Young Guns. But yeah.
Rockstar just now needs to make a pirate game. Or futuristic game.
Which, do you think they'll ever do another Grand Theft Auto?
Well,
this one keeps growing.
A few years,
so big.
A few years ago, they said that it was Rockstar was rumored to be making the GTA 6, and they were going to model the city around Houston, and they were going to call it Magnolia City.
I remember that.
That was like 5 or 6 years ago, though, and I haven't heard anything else since then. Houston is the biggest city in Texas, after all.
There was one a long time ago they talked about doing DFW since it was the Metroplex, but that got wiped.
Man, I would buy it just on that concept alone so I could see all the familiar landscapes.
Holy shit.
What'd you find?
As we just throw this out here, 2 hours ago, Rockstar GTA 6 release schedule and online mode details leaked. The 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago. Isn't that ironic?
Huh.
Jesus.
Yep. Interesting. That's very interesting.
Very interesting. Yes, it is.
I wonder what city it's going to be under. If it's under Houston, that'd be cool. But I miss Vice City.
Yeah, I used to play the shit out of Vice City.
Huh? Vice City was great.
PlayStation 2. Hell, I remember the days in Steadfast where Johnson and Stubbs used to play GTA 3 on Johnson's PS2 after band rehearsal.
Remember the old top-down Grand Theft Auto, the very first one? And
yes.
Grand Theft Auto London or UK?
Well, there was also... I used to have GTA 2. I never got into it. I didn't like it, even for the time.
Top-down crap.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. It may be out by the end of this year.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
What shit?
Huh. Interesting. Then, let's see, we talked about streaming crap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I actually, before we move on, I actually gave Second Life a try. Matt Broyles, when he was on here with Trista about a month ago, he said that he does live performances on there.
Yeah, did you get an orgy?
No, I didn't go into the adult-rated section. There's a certain, even though I know it's fake, obviously, there's a certain degree of moral compass that I have about going in there and simulating those types of actions.
Dude, Second Life is all about sex and drugs. That's all it's about.
I actually went to the PG-rated areas, like the ones mainly for music, because I wanted to hear other people streaming.
What's your character look like?
Well, I haven't figured out how to modify the generic avatars, but it's one of those long hair, skinny hipster dudes with one of those fedora hats on and a flannel.
Oh, I haven't been in there in years because everything went to sex. You'd walk in, nothing was labeled. You walk into somewhere and it'd be sex, orgy, people just, avatars just banging everywhere, and guys with monster giant 747 penises. It was weird.
Yeah, I didn't go into the adults-only section.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, but I did see the whole listing of shows that Matt Broyles has, all listed under the Matthew Show on Second Life. Sounded like cool.
Hmm. I just can't get into that. I don't know. It's a little weird to me.
It reminds me of the days of playing old MMORPGs, but without the combat.
Like Ultima?
No, like Meridian 59, and which was the very first one. And World of Warcraft and EverQuest, which Shelly still plays EverQuest too.
I've seen a lot of people talking about firing up World of Warcraft in this.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah. I thought about it for about 5 minutes this morning. Like, I wonder if I can log in and get to my characters. I wonder what they're doing. What they've been in hibernation for like 8 years, 10 years.
I know it.
What they look like. Oh. Now's the time to play video games, though.
Mm-hmm.
Catch up on stuff. Can't do anything.
And all the cool stuff on the streaming networks, too.
Yeah. Started watching Tiger King.
I heard about that. What's that? Isn't that like a bunch of short videos?
No.
Oh.
It's about the guy in Oklahoma that used to... I'm only an episode and like a half in. But it's a guy in Oklahoma that owned that... oh, shit. I can't think of what city it's in. But he had a big tiger farm. And he has like 200 and something tigers, lions and tigers, cats, all on this zoo. And you can go up there and pet them and walk through there and feed them and stuff. And
what?
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, it's they're behind cages.
Yeah.
Or he brings them out. And he brings out cubs. And you can have your picture taken with these babies and stuff. But it's about him and this chick that lives out east. I think she lives in Florida. But she's like an anti-cat, caged cat person.
Oh, like an animal rights activist?
Yeah, and she's trying to save all these caged cats and stuff while doing the exact same thing he's doing. Basically, she has a zoo also that she charges admission to, and people come and see her cats that she's rescued and stuff. So she...
That's kind of hypocritical.
...is fighting him and another dude that's up in Georgia, and they are going back and forth somehow... In this, it turns into drugs and murder. So I'm waiting to get to that part. Like, I haven't got there yet, but...
Now, is this a true story?
It's pretty fascinating. Yes, it's all factual.
That's what I thought.
And it's pretty fascinating.
And then you said whenever it turns into drugs and murdering, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, something like I guess he's up on charges. Like I said, I haven't got there yet, so I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But he's up on charges for... The murder of someone, and they think he fed that person to his cats.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
And speaking of cats, I have seen Don't Fuck With Cats, the 3-part documentary on Netflix about a dude who was running from the law. And it all started with a video of him slowly suffocating kittens.
Yeah, I've heard bad things about that, like that it's disturbing and demented. So I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it doesn't show anything graphic about those videos. It just shows like zoom in parts where they try to focus on certain objects to see if they could find out where this guy lived. Yeah. It's more or less about the tracking down of the guy.
Do you watch Ozark?
No, I haven't. That's Jason Bateman, right?
Yeah. Season 3 starts on Friday, and I'm excited about that because that show makes me anxious and nervous. It's terrible.
See, that's how I felt whenever I watched the Handmaid's Tale, and yeah, by the second episode, I just stopped because I was just on pins and needles the entire time.
Did you ever watch Sopranos?
Yeah, I love the Sopranos.
So it's kind of like that, you know, you get on pins and needles, like in certain parts, you'd be like, oh,
yeah,
something's about to happen, and then... Nothing would happen. You're just kind of like, oh, it's so tense. Oh, nothing happens.
Yeah, and
it
had some cool highs and lows, too, to balance it out. But The Handmaid's Tale is like tension all the way through.
Really?
Yeah.
I never started it.
Yeah.
I don't really care for the main chick?
The one who plays June. Yeah, I can't remember the actress that plays her.
She was a Mad Men.
Oh, was she?
I think so, yeah. I can't remember her name. What's her name?
Then Alexis Bledel is also in it, too. She was on... the Gilmore Girls.
Who was?
Alexis Bledel. She was one of the supporting actresses in it.
Not the mom from Gilmore Girls.
No, that's Lauren Graham, I think.
Yeah. Who? Kind of hot.
Yeah, I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
Not going to lie. I can't remember this girl's name either. Shit.
Good that man.
Anyway.
Anyway,
Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah,
as soon as you said it, it clicked.
I'm not a big fan of her. She always looks like she ate something sour.
Yeah, she does have one of those RBFs.
Like a weird. Like what just happened to her? What's going on?
I don't know.
So,
So the shelter in place.
Yep. Effective midnight tonight.
Yep, for Tarrant County, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, it went in effect on Sunday. That's why Stubbs isn't here. He was going to break the law and come over here saying that he was media, because media gets a free pass.
But where are his credentials?
I made him a badge years ago. He could just show it, but he said there's been cops like all around his area, and he was afraid to...
To risk it. Yeah, and I know I gave you the idea of about like using Zoom or whatnot, and I know you didn't have enough time to prepare.
Well, the thing is, I want to route the audio right, and I can't find a good tutorial on how to route audio correctly through Logic.
Yeah, without bastardizing it and just putting a mic up to the laptop speaker or whatever.
Well, and I've got...
Because that's what I've had to do in the past.
I've got all the cables to do ins and outs, like from a phone or from a iPad, where we can do FaceTime, and that audio would be fine. But if I want to use Skype and I want to do it in-house, I want to be able to route it. And a lot of people say to use SoundFlower.
Oh, yeah. I've tried that out, too.
And instead of aggregate devices, but Logic just doesn't see it right. Or I'm not doing something right. So if there's anybody that knows how to do that out there and that wants to hook up and tell me how to do it, that'd be great. But I think next week we'll probably have him routed through another piece of hardware, whether it be an iPad or the phone.
Yeah.
And see what happens. Then I'll just point a camera at the phone and be like, hey, there's Matt. Hey, how's it going?
Just a single, just a still frame picture.
No, I'll probably, if we do FaceTime or
a video streamer,
shit, my bad, we will somehow, I'll just point the camera at the video, his video feed.
Yeah.
And have it come through. But that, we shall see about how that's going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. I know that... Denton County and Parker County both went shelter in place today too, or made announcements that they were.
Yeah, I heard from my family.
And Collin County too.
They live in Parker. I haven't seen my family now in almost 2 months.
Yeah, I haven't seen my daughter in over 2 weeks. I'm not going to be able to see her until this is all done.
Have you been keeping away from her on purpose?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of like with... Well, we had a round of sickness go through our house about 2 months ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it's been about a month and a half, 2 months. And my grandmother had just got out of the hospital a little bit before that. Shit, you made me on.
We have it at the same time.
And I've been afraid to go out there and compromise her, you know, since she just had a bout of pneumonia.
Oh, yeah.
And... when we got sick, I was like, man, I want to make sure this passes. And then slowly, you know, coronavirus started taking over our country. You wanted to do it, didn't you?
I wasn't even thinking about it either.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I think the next person that yawns gets punched in the nuts.
Ow!
So anyway, yeah, I was really worried about, see, I'm going to get punched in the nuts. These are terrible. What is going on?
Maybe it's these beers.
Maybe it's coronavirus. Maybe making us sick or yawning. But yeah, they. I haven't wanted to go out there and compromise them. And then since all this is set in, I've been just like, well, I guess we won't be going out there for a while. That's that.
Yeah. You know, one of my coworkers, he's an older guy. He's in his, I think, late 50s, early 60s. He was saying that his father-in-law passed away a few days ago, and his service was today, was on Sunday. And it was weird because of the whole no more than 10 people for occupancy. Yeah, I think it only allowed for immediate family members, and everyone else had to stay away.
I know two people that have had deaths in their family, and... same thing. You had the 10 people rule, 10 people occupancy. But even then, some of the funeral homes are like, we're not even going to allow that. It'll just be, you know, those closest to the family that lives in this area.
Yeah.
And that it's been very sad. And, like, they couldn't have proper memorials. Or, you know, usually after a funeral, you have, like, a little memorial dinner or whatever. Can't have those. So, it's very weird.
It is.
Very weird. I know people that have had a kid, can't show it to their other kids yet. Can't have the new baby around the older kids yet.
Yeah.
Because of germs. It's pretty wild. The chart, the thing that kind of freaked me out yesterday was Dallas County showed a chart. And without a shelter in place, there was a 40% 40% spread rate. And what it showed was that there could be, I think total there'd be like, in Dallas County, there'd be 1.3 million people infected and like 13 or 14,000 people die from it. That was without a shelter
without in place. Without shelter in place, yeah. I saw that same chart.
Then they said when if you did the 20% rate, it would be this, and then with shelter in place, it drops it down to 2%.
Yeah, I saw that chart whenever the Dallas County judge, Clay Jenkins, did the press conference.
What do you think of him?
I really don't know. Didn't he have some kind of crazy allegations before this started?
I don't know. Did he?
That's what I heard.
He seems like a cool dude to me.
His voice is just very... It reminds me of Ben Stein, the actor who played Ferris Bueller's teacher. Very monotone.
Very monotone. Very straight. Very dry. I've gotten a kick out of him.
Yeah, I haven't heard him speak enough to do an adequate impression of him yet.
He's just very, you know, what we're going to do over here is we need to make sure that you people, you know, you all just shelter in place. You got to stay home. That means if you live in this county and you work in another county, you can't be going to work. Then you'll need to take your boss a note that says, you know, you're not able to work. And
I'm not able to work, motherfucker.
We're going to try to... we're going to see what we can do here, and we're just going to do our best as a county to pull this thing together, and I hope the surrounding counties also take the same actions that we have.
Could you imagine if Peter Steele was a county judge and delivering that same message?
Hello. Hello. Everyone needs to stay at home.
I'm going to ask
don't fucking go out.
To stay at home. If you don't stay at home, I'll slap you with my cock.
From the grave.
The first guy to pose and play girl with a heart on. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever see his photos?
No.
So he posed in Playgirl, right?
I knew that.
Yeah. But he chubbed up. Most people don't. And he did.
Mm.
Yeah, it's funny.
Forgive her. For she knows not what she does.
So,
yeah,
have you gotten out at all since you're working from home? You said you went to the grocery store. Have you done anything else
aside from that and coming over here today and Tuesday last week? No.
So you're not getting you know, a little antsy staying at the house?
No, I've stayed busy. Yeah.
You have? No domestic violence issues?
No.
No, because domestic violence is on the rise.
I know, and so is child abuse, too. That's sad.
They said that. I don't even want to get in that. I don't want to get in that stat. But they were talking about this morning. I was like, what? That's terrible.
It is terrible, no matter what way you look at it.
That's my dry cough. Watch out. I have corona. But, yeah, the I'm wondering how many people get. That's the one thing that I'm lucky. I guess I get to go to work. Is that I'm not just stuck in the house.
Yeah.
Because even on the weekends when I'm stuck in the house, it's made me a little crazy.
Yeah, and like...
A little antsy. I like to do things. I like to go.
Yeah, and I've... Saturday and Sunday, I was home by myself. And, well,
a lot
Shelley
of
was
masturbation time with that free...
I had some.
YouPorn status they're giving everybody.
Oh, what, premium free or something?
You can get free premium right now while you're locked
There's always a catch, though. It's free for 90 days, and then you got to pay.
What I'm interested in is the good deals we're going to get down the road.
Like what? Like anything that's overstocked or surplus after life's returned to normal?
Well, like these TV.
Is that what you're saying?
These TV companies, they're not going to be selling TVs like crazy while people are locked up.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be good deals on TVs. Maybe good deals on computers. Maybe good deals on, I don't know.
Cars.
Stir fry kits. Cars. But yeah, if this goes on for, let's say we're shelter in place for like 2 or 3 weeks. There's going to be some good deals on stuff.
Well, what about 2 or 3 months? Some people were saying this may be in place until June.
Well, you heard your president today, what he said, right?
I didn't hear his address today, no.
He wants America back.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. And I also heard a message that our Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said on Fox News.
Well, that guy's a fucking retard.
Well,
Dan Patrick's a retard.
Yeah, he's saying that
I know we're not supposed to say that word. But
yeah, that he doesn't want the country to sacrifice our economy. And, like, anyone 70 or older should make those sacrifices or something. Yeah. Something like that. It was a very brief comment and not very well thought out.
Your grandparents should make that sacrifice for the rest of the country, was what he said. It's like, no, my grandparents don't have to die for you,
yeah,
dickhead. But the president wants the country reopened.
By Easter, he said.
By Easter.
I did hear that, but I didn't watch his actual address today.
So that's what? Easter's like a... Oh, how far away? I'm looking at the calendar.
It's
now.
This month, I think. It's this Sunday, isn't it?
Easter's on the 12th of April.
Oh, it is in April this year. Okay.
So that is 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. You think we'll be all this past 2 weeks? I mean, a lot of the CDC people are saying maybe June.
Yeah. I'm not counting on it, honestly. I mean, and on top of that, I know that our soft work-from-home orders does go through, like, well, started last week and goes through this week, and as well as most school kids, too. But a lot of them already have their contingency plans in place for, like, online courses through the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's what my daughter's doing.
Aiden has started getting all his information for into school, and it's kind of crazy. Like, not every teacher is on the same platform. Like, three
really?
Teachers are using this platform, and the rest of the teachers are using this platform.
Oh, so it's not consistent?
Well, it's not consistent, which kind of sucks.
That does suck.
Mm. And they're trying to straighten all that out, but I found it kind of weird that a school district of a 5A school district is not prepared for this.
Mm-hmm.
I figured they'd at least have something in place for online, which is the same school district that your singer is in.
Yes, it is.
So I figured, you know, I might talk to him and be like, why aren't all you guys on the same page here? I figured all this would be, it's kind of crazy because I got 7 emails today, all from different people within the district talking about how to get in for his schooling.
Oh, really?
And where to go. And it was just way too much.
Yeah, it would be.
It was stupid.
Kids have enough stuff to be responsible for in school. That's one more thing.
Plus, he's given up his sleep schedule, so he's just up whenever he's up.
Oh.
Yeah. He'll be up all night. I'll get up to go to work. He'll be like, nah, I'm still up.
See, my daughter, she's maintaining her normal school schedule.
We're not strict on him because of his age.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, he's 2 years older than my daughter.
Yeah. Because we kind of told him, you know, when it comes to weekends and stuff, since you're 15 now, you can stay up if you want, you know. We're not going to be like, you got to be in bed by 9. But it's been kind of funny now that this is all out. He has no real sleep schedule.
Yeah, better be careful on that because Shelly's son, he still isn't able to maintain a regular sleep schedule.
He's kind of on my sleep schedule. If I didn't have to work, I would probably be up all night. Sleep till 11 or 12 in the afternoon, get up, and spend my day, you know?
Yeah, I haven't done that since I was in college. On a regular basis, that is.
You don't sleep in on the weekends?
No, I do. Most of the time, Well, for me, sleeping in is waking up between 9 and 10 a.m. I mean, because during the week, you and I get up super early, like 5 a.m.
Yep. Yeah, I've gotten up way early now that I have this new shift.
Oh, I didn't know that you're on a different shift now than normal.
Yeah, I get up earlier now, and it's taking my toll, thus all the yawns.
I can imagine.
But yeah, when it's weekend time, I want to sleep in, but then my damn phone starts vibrating and chirping and dinging.
Well, it's the main thing that wakes me up on the weekends is my damn dog needing to go outside.
Yeah.
I'm sure you feel that too.
I do feel that. At least it doesn't go on you.
What? Oh.
What?
Why would I allow that? Yep. Mom, what the fuck? What the fuck's that shit about?
You don't want your dog to go on you?
Nope. My dog is potty trained. If anything, he jumps on my chest with his wagging tail. Says, Daddy, let me out.
That's weird.
What? My dog sleeps in the bed with me. Why is that weird?
Is there a position where your dog gets on your chest? There were like a...
What? No, it's not like he's humping me or something.
Like a Montana coonhound or something?
No.
No.
I don't know where you go with this, man. Goddamn, man.
Like the Cleveland Steamer?
Nope.
The White Zombie?
No, nothing like that.
Nothing? There's nothing like that with a dog on your chest?
No.
Oh. I was trying to find out. There was something else that went on. I can't remember what the hell it was. Shit.
Show notes.
I know, but I'm terrible at making show notes lately because I've been busy.
Yeah, aren't we all?
I was going to talk about this weekend. The song that we opened the show with was Mind Spiders.
Oh, was it? I thought it was. I was going to ask you if that was Battle Tapes.
No, that was Mind Spiders. It was from the Fort Worth Weekly Music Award compilation last year. And we were supposed to play a show with them this Saturday. The show that was off and then on and then off again. Right? Yeah. It was on, off, on, off. Yeah.
That's right. We opened up for them at the Tin Panther. I think that was Mind Spiders. They're a three-piece industrial, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. We did open up for them. Yeah.
So this weekend was supposed to be Thin Line Festival in Denton.
Oh, that's right.
Then they called off Thin Line when all the festivals started canceling. But the venues were still going to stay open for the bands, so the shows could still go on.
Yeah.
If the venues wanted it to happen. And then when the venues got closed, well, the show got canceled again. Well, they've moved most of the big Thin Line stuff, if you're interested in it. It starts Wednesday night. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But the interactive portion of it, the movies... All the films mm-hmm. side of it. You can register for free, like you're going to the festival, and then log in and stream the videos or the films and movies through the Thin Line website.
Oh, nice.
And you can also, they're going to do the Q&As online with the directors and stuff. So you can still see that virtually. And then... the photography side of it, which I'm in, it's all virtual now, too. They have an online gallery. The physical galleries, I guess, will still go up at some point, but there's an online gallery. And then on Saturday, they have the awards ceremony. It'll be streamed. So that'll be interesting.
That is.
I wonder if you type out your acceptance speech. I'd like to think that.
Yeah, there was an indie, not an indie, but there was some kind of video game awards ceremony that was mostly, it was strictly for computer games. And instead of it being at a venue, they just had all these presenters just doing video, recording their announcements and reading off the nominees from like their bedroom or office or whatever. And then the acceptees would also record their own message. And then they just made it into one big hour long compilation.
So speaking of this bedroom stuff, like you just said,
yeah.
Is it creeping you out the way the news is doing things?
What do you
mean?
Have
you watched the news lately?
No, I don't.
They may have one anchor person in the studio, but everybody else, like the weathermen, are at home And they have a little camera on them like this, and they're like doing the weather. And tonight it's going to rain. And tonight, dude, I better get better. Better.
Really?
Sports is that way. The other host, like they can't have two hosts in the same room, or they have to be 6 feet apart or whatever. So they'll be on camera. They're all at home. It's weird.
That is weird.
And then, like, have you watched any of the late night shows?
No, I haven't. Like, yeah, I usually don't watch the broadcast TV stuff.
Stephen Colbert did his show last week sitting in a bathtub. He was in a suit, but sitting in a bathtub.
Was it full of water or was it empty?
Full of water and bubbles. And they just had a camera on him and he just did his show.
That seems like something he would do.
And everybody else, I think Kimmel has copped out.
What about Fallon?
I don't really watch Fallon that much. I do every once in a while. I think he's been doing stuff from his house because there was one thing I saw with his kids kept like photobombing his video stream in the background.
Oh.
His little girls. So it's kind of weird. And like on the news, the anchors and the weathermen and stuff are all casual. They're not all dressed up like they are when they're on set. So they're all just kind of relaxed and just chilling and be like, yeah, you know, I'm at the house here and there's my kitchen, and I'm doing the weather report for my kitchen, and, you know, and there may be some noise in the background. Yeah, that's my wife cooking, you know, or something. That's my husband cooking over there, and the kids are running around. It's very strange. It's very surreal. But it's cool that we have
this
the technology to do it.
Yeah,
but
this is also
very
real.
Strange. Very, very strange. But I'm pissed off that Thin Line's down because I really was looking forward to this lineup and playing this show.
Yeah, see, your actual performance with the spectacle of that show was the reason that I did not choose to buy tickets to Rage Against the Machine's first, what would have been their first date in El Paso, because it was the day after.
And I was seriously thinking, like, after we play that show, just bringing everything home, unloading the truck, and driving to El Paso. Hmm. Like a group of us going. I couldn't drive the whole time. We'd have to, you know, switch off or something.
Yeah, yeah. But now they've rescheduled their first 2 months of dates.
Which,
anyway,
I hope it doesn't affect our date.
It hasn't yet. No, it's just through May. Their date's through May.
I think it's weird that on radio stations they're still announcing people coming to town.
Like are they?
Concert dates in June and July, they're still announcing, and I'm like,
oh, okay, well,
that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know how long this is going to go. I mean, should you be focusing your booking? And then once all this gets back to normal, is there going to be an overrun with the dates, people need to do stuff? Is the NBA and NHL going to finish up their seasons and block up arenas where these bands are supposed to be playing?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to have to reschedule, rebook a different venue?
Yeah, and I know that there are some sports events, like, I think there have been a couple, I don't know if it was NCAA or NBA, that had one of their big showcase games to an empty stadium that they still televised the game.
I watched I can't remember who they played, but it was Manchester United played someone to an empty stadium. And it was weird.
That is weird.
And
especially since football is the world's most popular sport.
You could hear everything going on the field, all the calls, all the players talking to each other, you know, the ball being passed off a foot, you know, being slapped around. And then 2 days later, the UFC fight was on ESPN in an empty arena. That was creepy. When you hear people beating the shit out of each other and there's no other sound, no cheering, no fans, no nothing, that was weird. And the UFC is going to keep going.
That is weird.
They're going to keep fighting is what they said. They're going to do their next two without fans. They're just going to do it in an arena.
Now, I remember the reality show, The Ultimate Fighter, where a lot of their veteran fighters trained up in comers. And they just they actually had their main matchoffs done live on the show, and it would just be them and the other fighters just spectating.
It's creepy.
Yeah,
because you can hear everything.
I know it.
It's like X-ray mode on Mortal Kombat
when you shatter somebody's spine, or
you can hear bones cracking and stuff. And have you ever seen that? Oh, who the hell did it? I think it was. Shit, who did it? Vice. I think Vice did it. It's on YouTube. Where they go and they're doing a whole thing about sound and Foley for video games.
Yeah.
And they go and do the Mortal Kombat stuff. And they're basically sitting in a sound room with all these microphones and vegetables and fruits, and they're smashing them and hitting them and cracking them. And
that's got to be such a fun job.
Making it sound like organs and blood and shit. I would love, that would be the greatest, to be a Foley artist on a video game.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome. So awesome. Or just making a sound library, period. Like for anything. It'd be great. Do like they did with the original Imperial Blasters.
Yeah, that's right. Ben Burtt, the sound designer, he would go around to steel...
The
steel cable
wires.
Fences, yeah. He just hit a rock against it and go, choop!
Yeah.
That's what it was, yeah.
Use guide wires or something, or use a metal pipe and hit
and
them.
And then the clashes of lightsaber, one of them was made by a transform explosion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the rest of it was just waving around a microphone next to an idle projector was another one of those.
Well, let's go get a new job then.
Shit, I don't know if that would pay as much as what I need to support myself and my family. Oh, speaking of which, how's Stubbs' job doing? Does he still have it since he's in the industry that's affected by this?
As of today, he said he did.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
I don't know. He said he's been... he's not going around to the bars and clubs, obviously.
Yeah.
And doing them. So he's doing other stuff, warehouse work stuff. But he says it's still good. So maybe we'll find out next week if we do this remotely or not. I don't know. This is just an odd time. Things are weird.
It is.
We haven't stopped doing the podcast in 6 years. We haven't missed a week. But now it's starting to feel kind of weird doing it. You know?
Hey, at least you got me here.
Yeah. Got you here one last time while you can travel.
Yep. Before the law goes into effect at midnight tonight here.
Yeah. The weird thing is that my company gave me papers, so that way if I'm stopped by the Gestapo, I can show them and they go, papers, please.
Yeah, I did too. Even though I actually don't have to drive into where my job is, I'm working from home.
I know a few others.
They sent it out
papers
to everybody.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. Like, these are papers that allow me to get back and forth to work.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Start setting up barricades in the streets?
I don't think there's enough. There aren't enough police per city to go around to enforce that at every major intersection.
That's why they bring in the National Guard.
Well, I was going to say, short of deploying the National Guard, but if things really get to that level, they'll be needed to provide relief for those that really need it. Because that's what they're supposed to be used for, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, right now they are called in for relief. They're relieving the hospitals in certain areas. A lot of people I know freaked out about that. Oh, my God, the National Guard's coming in.
They're going to declare martial law.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, they're not.
What they're doing is they're going to hospitals that are set up as coronavirus hospitals, so the hospital can just take care of people that are infected. And National Guard takes care of all the other mundane stuff you may go to the hospital for, like a broken arm, heart attack, just being normally sick, whatever. They'll take care of that.
Yeah, elective surgeries are all canceled too. That came from Greg Abbott's office today.
I've got a buddy that's supposed to have a back operation. He was supposed to have one 2 weeks ago, and it's called off.
Is it who I think it is?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Sasquatch.
Oh, no. No.
No, yeah, that's... I did watch his address today, Greg Abbott's, and one thing that I noticed...
He didn't stand up for anybody?
Well, aside from that, I wasn't going to make that stupid, overused pun.
Amazing.
No, but he's... He can move his feet very slightly. I mean, I know that he's not, he's paralyzed and he has those two rods shoved up his back, but he can still feel for everything in his legs. But
how is he paralyzed? Because I've seen him stand up.
Okay, so what happened is that he was jogging when he was in his 20s, and then a storm came out of nowhere. Lightning struck a tree that he was running by at the city park, and it fell on him.
Okay.
That's how it happened.
So if he's fully paralyzed, he shouldn't be able to move his feet. And I've seen him stand up. Or I've seen some, you know, they've helped him stand
up. Yeah, with assistance.
With assistance. It's not like he stood up on his own, but they, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess it's one of those things, maybe if you're good at your balance, once your legs are in place, you just got to make sure your top half, you know, doesn't throw off your balance.
Yeah, like, maybe so. I mean, someone that's, I mean, it happened when he was in his 20s, and he's almost 60 now.
Let me call him Greg Abbott up here.
I'm sure he's been able to adjust his lifestyle to.
You think he's. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You think he can.
What, record a message for.
He'll want to talk to us with everything else going on?
Yeah, I think he has bigger fish to fry.
You think so?
Like keeping his damn lieutenant governor's statements in check.
That guy is dumb. That guy, when I woke up this morning, it was nothing but my Facebook page. As I scrolled down, people screaming at Dan. I hopped on Reddit. Everybody's making fun of him. And then I hop in the car, and the ticket's making fun of him. That guy.
Yeah, it went from making fun
ridiculous.
Of Betsy Price to Dan Patrick.
Which, I'll fall on that sword. You know, I know Betsy Price isn't the one to shut down the county. She is the one to shut down the city, but it does come up to the county judges and commissioners to come up with, shutting down Tarrant County.
Yeah.
But I think they waited too long.
Yeah, I think they did too. It was, what, a full 3 days after Dallas County?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they should have done it, if not a day later, 2 days later, because I don't know. And I got into some pissing matches on Facebook about that, too.
I may or may not have seen some of those.
Oh, no, you have.
I just don't remember off the top of my head what was said. You don't have to recap it or anything.
No,
like
I won't
that.
Recap it. But it's just people being stupid. There's a lot of people out there that are just thinking about themselves and not thinking about other people.
Yeah.
And that's what's kind of aggravating me.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, because one of them had said something against what my industry is trying to get.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they're kind of, I mean, there's several people out there that are just, they're just busy thinking about how this has inconvenienced their lives and their weekends and their party time and their going out time and drinking time and all that shit. And that's not what it's about. I mean, shut this down. Shut the entire county down for 2 weeks, you know, at minimum, maybe 3 weeks. Let this shit get passed, you know, get out of here. And then let's have a fun summer. You know, let's get things back to normal over the summer. Let's stop dragging it out and let's stop, you know, panhandling to you guys that are upset that it's affecting your life in some weird, stupid way when, you know, there's people out here that are concerned. Like I said earlier, I haven't seen my family in months because of, I don't want to get them sick. And I don't want to be the reason that, you know, my grandparents that are in their 80s, 90s get sick.
Right.
And
yeah, there are other things to consider. I mean, that your health, your family, I mean, for those, I mean, your job too.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
I know a lot of people have lost their jobs because of this or work.
Just
including you with your photo gigs.
Yeah, I have no in fact, I've been trying to reschedule some of the personal shoots I've had set up, and we just can't do it because of what's going on. You get things lined up, and it's like, oh, well, I can't leave Dallas. Oh, okay. Oh, I can't leave Fort Worth. I had a I had a pretty badass shoot set up in Dallas, and now that person can't leave Dallas. And now we can't leave Tarrant County.
Yeah.
And I can't. Photo shoots are non-essential. They're not essential to business, so.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're, unless you're media, of course.
Yeah, unless you're media. Which I guess I could pull that out. I do have my media badges.
Yeah.
My media credentials and be like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, you and Stubbs both. I wasn't that sophisticated to get one of those for RoboTuners and Significant Podcasts. The most I got were business cards.
Well, I wouldn't use the Chit ATM one. I'd use like the Star Telegram one.
Oh, yeah. Or Dallas Observer.
Well, that one I think is expired. I think that one was actually dated.
You can ask Central Track for one for creds. Yeah. You said they're pretty much dethroning them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Picked up a Dallas Observer the other day, and that was like a pamphlet again. thin. Yeah, if you wanted to need a toilet paper, that probably wouldn't even cover you for a day.
Yeah. Are you stocked up in toilet paper?
I'm good.
I am too.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about it.
I'm not either.
I mean, what? If worse comes to worse, just go dig a hole in your backyard.
Stores are... Well, it's not as far as where to go. It's what to clean yourself with. Dude, I haven't been to Lowe's or Home Depot since this all started going down, but I'm just wondering how many people have also broken down and decided to buy and install bidets in their house, the ones attached to your toilet.
So I've been thinking about that.
Seth has one, doesn't he?
Yeah. And I've been thinking about that. I've used one in Europe and the Middle East and loved them. Thought it was great. I just hope I get the same type of
experience from the ones they make here.
From the ones they make here, the ones that clip on your toilet seats.
Who knows, man? I never tried one myself.
I just wonder. They're great. I mean, at times you can feel like you're just like you're using a sprayer at the car wash on your butthole if you crank it up too high. But yeah, they're freaking awesome. I think everywhere I went in Ireland had one, and a lot of places didn't have toilet paper, so you had to use
really
it. Yeah. Yeah, so they're great. I noticed, did you go to this Home Depot up here by us?
Oh, the one roof snow? Yeah, not recently.
For some reason, they put porta-potties out front.
Really?
For people to use. Now, in this time of us being clean and worrying about germs, a porta-potty? You going to use it?
Yeah, because all the bacteria is more condensed in such a smaller place.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
And plus, no access to an actual running faucet with soap.
Yeah, there is no cleaning station outside. Like, sometimes you go to concerts or festivals, and when you come out of the porta potty, there's a little water purification station, or like they have hand sanitizer or whatever, or soap.
Yeah.
There's none of that. It's just like three porta potties lined up, a handicap one and two regular ones. And I'm like, and you just see these contractors when I've gone out there to pick stuff up, there's people going in and out of them. And I'm like, I don't think I would do that in this time.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I don't need to. I'd just go out on the ground. Or go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Go find a bush. I mean,
I haven't actually done that since I went camping with my family when I was a kid.
Speaking of camping, I really wanted to go this weekend. Can we do that?
Not after midnight tonight.
So you can't camp either.
Well, I mean, you could camp out in your own backyard, but I mean, like leaving the county to go to a campsite. Actually, I'm sure that the public parks that have campsites they're shut down too. It wouldn't surprise me. I know that Fossil Rim Wildlife Center, where one of our friends used to work at, they shut down too.
Well, the state parks sent out a deal that said that their manned services would be closed, but you could still come to the parks.
Hmm.
Which is weird. They weren't going to close the parks.
Oh, right, because they're still allowing people to like go on jogging trails
and do stuff.
Yeah.
You could still camp
as long
out
as
there,
you're 6 feet away from anyone else, at least.
I'm ready to go to the grasslands, go fishing, get out of here. Get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Get away from here. Have you seen the photos of Venice?
Yeah, I have, and I've also seen some memes of one. I found one that said, "So this is, so somebody took a picture of this overhead picture from the canals in Venice, and now we can see what's really beneath. You see a Photoshop of Cthulhu."
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
but yeah, they you can see just straight down to the bottom of them right now because there's no boats cruising through there. And then someone showed, and this is what I think is going to happen.
What's that?
Once all this is said and done, mark my words, write this down. This will turn into a deal for climate change because they've already shown pictures of like Bogota, Colombia, and a couple of other cities where that are crazy polluted, and how after a week of being quarantined, the skies are blue.
They showed
no pollution.
Yeah, they also did a photo comparison of China too, where this all began.
Did they? I haven't seen that one.
Of the same, yeah.
And it's all the pollution's gone.
And
it's blue.
That does bring up an interesting point, Dustin, because you know, as I mentioned, I work in the airline industry, and they're all lobbying Congress right now to, you know, for some kind of relief package along with everybody else that's been affected by this. One of the packages that the left side actually, what they wanted to see in the most recent iteration was, like people that are the people, let's say, yeah, everybody gets this much per month. The corporations, including the transportation industry, they get this much. But on top of that, you also have to we're also going to throw in some environmental change mandates to go along with it.
How much more environmental friendly can an airline be?
I don't know. I mean,
what do they want? Electric airplanes?
Well, right now,
that sounds safe.
Well, right now, since the 737 MAXs are grounded, which they supposedly have the most energy efficient engines of the modern fleet that Boeing's making.
If only you could keep the nose in the air.
Well, yeah, like I said, they're being grounded. I mean,
update the software.
Yeah, that's
teach the pilots how to use it.
I've heard all kinds of stuff, man. I haven't delved that hard into it, but I do know that the organization that I work for, the airline that I work for, we've actually grounded several, I think around 50 or so, of our older model 737-700s, which are less energy efficient as a means to...
Why are they grounded?
Well, because the fuel on them on their engines runs more rich.
Oh, yeah. So you grounded them because of pollution reasons.
Well, yeah, and to save on fuel costs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 800s are more energy efficient and they get...
Wait, the 800's a MAX though, right?
No. The 800's the one before the MAX. The 737-700s, 737-800s, and 737 MAXs are the ones that we have in our fleet.
So the 800's are more efficient.
Yeah.
I think you may have just
given away. Went to Vegas last year, the trip from here to San Diego, that was on an 800.
What did we fly from? We had to change planes when they made us change planes. What was it?
San Diego
to Vegas.
Okay, no, that was an 800. The first one was a 700.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there was a big difference.
Yeah.
One was nicer. What did we fly home on?
That was an 800.
It was?
Yeah.
Those are nice planes. Those are good. My flight out to L.A. was on a Dreamliner. Was it? 777-800, something like that, Dreamliner, whatever the Dreamliners are. That plane is badass.
Yeah, I was going to say,
plane is awesome.
It wasn't a 747, was it?
No.
Yeah, because those have been long since retired. I know, though, they're like two stories.
Yeah, I've been on a 747 once, and then when we flew to Dubai, it was a 777-400, which was huge. I've never been on a 380. I want to fly an Airbus 380. I just want to see what that's like. I want to walk around a mall in the sky. What is that? Dreamliner? I'm trying to remember what it is. 787-900.
Ah.
Yeah. That thing is badass.
Yeah. I remember seeing pictures from your trip there and pictures on the Emirates, like advertisements. Yeah. On their commercials.
Yeah. Those planes are just rad. They're so big. There's so many people. And in fact, when we got to LAX, since it was so early, there was no room for us to pull up to the terminal. So
the plane's that massive?
Yeah, we sat for a little bit. Well, LAX is also has a lot of Asian countries flying in.
True, yeah.
And they all have Airbus 380s, which are gigantic, ginormous. I mean, even this Dreamliner beside a 380 looks like a little guppy. But so they were all in the terminal getting ready to leave for the morning flights. So, like, when one of those is pulled up to a terminal, it takes up, like, three spots.
Three spots?
It's,
Jesus,
they're huge,
man.
So they had to – they took us out to tarmac. We got off, got on buses, and they took us to the terminal on buses. I was like, this is what I paid for, American? This is what I paid all this money to come? To be bussed back to the terminal?
Yeah. I can understand your lack of empathy there.
But LAX also sucks.
Yeah, I've never flown in there. I've only flown into John Wayne.
It's way SNA. Too small for as much traffic as it gets. It's a decent airport, but it's just way too small for everything that comes in and out of there.
I believe it.
So, well,
also known as LSIA Airport in GTA 5.
Oh, that's true. I was talking to Jennifer the other day, and she didn't realize this. It put everything into perspective with this coronavirus we're having, that there's 2.1 million people in Tarrant County. There's 2.3 in Dallas County people. In New York City, on Manhattan Island itself, there's 9 million people that live there.
Damn.
Okay. Manhattan Island is smaller than DFW Airport.
In actual landmass size?
In land size.
I never knew that.
Manhattan Island is smaller than DFW Airport.
Shit.
So think about that when it comes to spreading.
Yeah.
A disease.
For sure.
Or spreading something like this. When you have 9 million people living in that landmass.
Yeah. I know you've been several times, and I've been once, so we're both familiar with the landscapes there. And also, unrelated, I went on a YouTube rabbit hole a few days ago, and I looked at videos of people that are showcasing the smallest the smallest living quarters in the world. I saw one of an apartment in New York that was like 60 square feet. It was just like a little hall. It might as well just have been a little hallway with a door. I mean, not a door, but with a front door, a window, and an air conditioning unit. And enough room to have a bed that folds into a couch, no kitchen stuff, and the tiny bathroom that's across the hall and shared.
There's a lot of those low-rent apartments up there that
are... This one was $600 a month.
Yeah, there's shared bathroom.
Yeah.
A community bathroom, which is creepy. I don't know.
It is. I mean, if you're single and you don't have any attachments, I can see how that would be a cool experience.
You want to get on a weird rabbit hole, look up Kowloon, Walled City.
Oh, is that the... Yeah, I know about that. It doesn't exist anymore. They tore it down, right?
Did they tear it down?
It's like the... It's a place that's only like...
It was supposed to be an all-in-one...
Six square blocks, and like over a million people live there or something like that.
Yeah, and it goes straight up.
Yeah, they tore it down.
They did tear it down?
Yeah, it's been torn down.
Yeah. That, and it was ungoverned.
Yes.
So they said, like, there were... Within this area are these street gangs and stuff that ran the walled city that were just... No one stopped them, and they could do whatever they want. That there were all sorts of criminal enterprises and all sorts of crazy, weird shit that all happened within this city that was a building.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's the story behind it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was just a building that just people kept on building on top of it.
Yeah.
Like the Winchester Mansion, it never stopped being constructed until she died.
Which I want to go by there and check that place out.
Have you ever seen it?
I've never seen
it.
I'd like to go by there and check it out. It looks weird. It popped up in something I was reading the other day, too, and I was like, oh, yeah, I want to go check out the Winchester.
Yeah, but the Walt City, it's been torn down for a long time. It's a park now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's a whole documentary about it, but it was have you ever seen The Raid?
Yes.
Okay.
I love that movie.
Supposed to be kind of based on the Walled City. And yeah, that movie is Raid, and well, Raid 2 takes place in prison, but
yeah, and then
The Raid was supposed to basically be about a criminal enterprise that lived in this building, and you know, people lived in that building. There were businesses and all sorts of stuff that happened, and they were trying to go after this.
Yeah,
kingpin.
The two main characters in that movie are badass fighters, Iku Uwais and Joe Taslim. Yeah,
and both in The Force Awakens.
Yeah, and there was also a Netflix movie, actually two Netflix. Well, one's a movie and one's a Netflix series that came out that features both of them. One's called The Night Comes Before Us, which if you thought The Raid was fucking bloody, it doesn't compare to it to The Night Comes Before Us.
Really?
Comes for us, yeah. And then Iku Uwais, who was the main star in The Raid, there was a series called Wu Assassins that he starred in, which was American made.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, it had some pretty badass fight scenes, but the plot just is dumb.
Is it?
Yeah. It's supposed to have a second season, but I don't know if I'm going to entertain watching it.
That's the deal with The Raid, was it wasn't the violence or the blood or anything. It was the choreography of the fight scenes was insane.
Yeah, it was.
And how they did all that stuff and not actually hurt each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. My favorite scene, though, is when he takes that guy's head and just bashes it down the wall.
Yeah, I remember that.
God. Jeez. I'm going to have to go watch that movie now. I'm going to go find it.
It's not on Netflix anymore.
It's not?
They took it off.
Oh. Yeah.
But if you have one of those multi-VPNs that podcasts advertise for, you can change your country settings and watch it anytime.
Yeah, I've got a couple of VPNs I could use. But they don't show it. It's on... It's only all $3.99 on iTunes.
Oh, that's not bad.
$2.99 on Amazon Prime.
Hmm.
Yeah. That movie's great. We went to see it at the Angelica.
Oh, did you?
When it came out.
Yeah. I never even heard of it until it was El Royale on video.
Yeah. And then The Raid 2, and I think, were they making a third one?
I think they were rumored to, yeah, but I don't know if it exists or not.
Which second one's crazy. You've seen it, right?
No. I've only seen the first.
Well, there is a Raid 3. Oh, no. It was all rumored, it says here. The Raid 3 probably won't happen. But the Raid 2 is in prison. And so it all takes place in a prison yard while it's raining. Basically, all the fight scenes take place in prison.
Damn.
As, forgot which one it was. He did something wrong, and he's put into prison. And now, since he's a cop, he has to defend himself in prison.
Oh, okay. That's Iku Uwais' character.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty badass. It's good. But damn. They're not going to do a third one. I'm going to have to go watch the second one again. Or the first one.
Yeah.
First one. It's been a while. Man, Grand Theft Auto, The Raid, set up.
Fist on the North Star? Nah.
Yeah, whatever happened to the live action of that?
Oh, don't even fucking waste your time. I've seen
Did
the live...
Did it come out?
The live action version of that came out in like 95 or 96. I rented it, and it was just so dumb. Sean Penn's in it, too. No, not Sean Penn. Chris Penn.
Oh, well, then it is... Well, Chris Penn was great in...
Reservoir Dogs,
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, but in this one, he's just a total putz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't he die?
Yeah, he died of a drug overdose.
Yeah.
I think.
Heroin, cocaine, both?
I think.
At the same time?
Yeah. It was one of those hard drugs. Hmm. I know that.
All right. Well, you want to get out of here?
Yeah, I guess.
Get out of here a little early, and we'll go home. And.
Sorry, everyone out there. I'm not as entertaining or as ADD as Stubbs.
Well, you didn't tell us about any of your... STDs.
I don't have any. Not that I know of.
Any altercations you've come into?
Altercations? What? From
your dating
from
scene.
STDs? Wait.
Did you get in
a fight? Do I look like Ivy Anderson?
What?
I thought that's where you were going because she always talks about her dating experiences.
I was talking about what Stubbs does over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Gets in fights at QT.
Or at Applebee's. Yeah, that's
Applebee's.
True.
You didn't talk about Applebee's.
Of course, he can't even go in Applebee's anymore since their all restaurants are takeout only.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can get liquor delivered. It's takeout only, but those restaurants can bring you liquor.
As long as it's closed container, yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Again, it's my dry cough. Mm. I've got corona. So.
Goddamn, man.
I'm all choked up. I got something stuck in my throat. Anyway.
Hack that shit out, motherfucker.
So maybe this time off, you'll get the insignificant podcast fired up.
Hmm. If I do anything, it'll just be very primitive, like either a Facebook or maybe YouTube live stream.
You know,
but not like the full experience that, like what you have set up in here.
Well, no one has to go this extreme. We're just ridiculous and don't know how to put limits on ourselves.
No, I'm not talking about the content. I'm talking about actually setting up the full
audio suite. We don't know how to control ourselves. You know, it'd be cool if we did this. Hey, let's add this. Hey, let's do this. Let's do that. But you could do a live stream. You said Josh is doing one?
He'll be doing one either tomorrow or Thursday night.
Never thought I'd be doing a podcast to promote live streams.
Which he's also trying to put the bug in my neighbor's ears to also do a live stream, since 3 out of 4 of them live in that same house. Bruce Magnus.
Yeah. They could do that.
Which their album also released. Have you listened to it yet?
I had listened to it beforehand. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, it Joe did a really good job on it.
It's a good record. Sounds great.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I listened to it on my lunch break today.
And then, I guess Mean Motor Scooter is going to release their stuff digitally. And then
I saw that.
Have a party afterwards. And I was originally hoping that they would be the ones we would do this multicam stuff with, but some in the band had to be quarantined.
Yeah.
So, thoughts and prayers go out to them.
T's and P's.
T's and P's. T's and P's. But yeah, I think you should throw one out there. Throw a stream out there. I may throw a stream out here, a live stream of just grass growing. Here's grass.
Here's some entertainment for you.
Yeah.
Watch it grow. And just like your regular blades of grass, not even your weeds.
Yeah, just regular blades of grass. Here's my backyard. Here, you can just live stream my backyard.
Yeah. Landscapists are still allowed to work. I actually have one coming by on Thursday.
Are they?
Yeah.
Good, because I need my lawn mowed. I do. I need my lawn mowed. It's bad out there.
Yeah, they're considered essential services.
Are they?
Yeah, them and any kind of...
How is that considered essential, getting your lawn cut?
Hey, I actually asked him. I actually asked him that since, as of midnight tonight, since shelter in place is going into effect for Tarrant County, will you still be able to service my lawn on Thursday? They said, let me check with the county. I'll get back with you. They said, yes, they're considered maintenance services.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So that means like your pool guy could come by.
Apparently so.
Well, huh.
I know you don't have a pool anymore.
I don't have a pool anymore. Huh.
I don't miss having a pool.
Dude, it costs maintenance. Way too much every year.
And it does. And I just had one of those cheap-ass $300 Walmart ones that raise up whenever you fill it up. That you had, like, the whole deck.
The big one with the deck and the... I mean, it was nice. It was cool. But whoever decided to build that pool and then wrap the deck and the pool around a pecan tree was dumb.
I forgot about that.
Because you'd get the robot out there cleaning and its little plastic vagina that's underneath it sucking up all the dirt. Because that's what it looks like. It seriously looks like a plastic vagina.
I just called it a vacuum, pool vacuum.
But the vacuum did. But if you turn it upside down and looked at the hole that the stuff went in, it looked like a vagina.
Uh-oh. You're probably giving Stubbs ideas now that he's single.
But it would go over like a pecan, and it would jam the whole thing up or get stuck in the hose, and it caused all sorts of problems.
Yeah, mine just didn't work that well. That came with mine.
It was nice having that pool, though. Mm. I'd have a pool again if I had no trees around it and it was underground or something.
Yeah, and a level – and a level surface to put it on if you're talking about above ground, not below.
Yeah. They did a good job on that one. That one was good and level. They did it right. Whoever put it in. Then I sold it.
Oh, you sold it? You just didn't tear it down and dispose of it? That's what I thought you did.
No, I sold the pool, actually, to a coworker. He came and picked it up and set it up in his yard.
Oh, nice.
And loved it. So, anyway. All right, let's get out of here. It's been fun, Matt.
It has been fun, Dustin.
Maybe we'll see each other in a couple of months again.
Hopefully.
We'll have some face-to-face time here in 3 or 4 months.
Hope it doesn't last that long. We'll see.
Maybe our whole summer won't be spent indoors. Mm. We can go outside.
Yes, we can, to get fresh air.
We just can't be a 6 foot. Yeah, if you wanted to come over and do this again, you can always walk over. You just can't drive.
Jesus, man. I'll put on my rollerblades if that's the case.
See, you used to have rollerblades too.
Well, not rollerblades. They're Cardiff skates. They have the two wheels in the back and one in the front.
What?
Yeah, it's a real thing. I haven't put them on in probably the last 3 years or so. But my daughter used to, and I, we both had a pair, and we used to go skating at Roller World over there on Denton Highway.
I've never seen these.
Yeah, they didn't sell them for very long, maybe a year or two.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
It sounds like, what are they, the tires that are on the side of bicycles?
Yeah, yeah, training wheels.
They're like training wheels for skates. That's crazy. All right. Well, let's get out of here. We'll see you later.
Let's.
All righty.
Red
pants, sir.
Red pants.
And from the Temple of I, we're signing off for what might be forever.
Let's hope not.
Forever. Good night.
Godspeed.